Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Biden is calling on Republicans to agree to a spending bill to avert a government shutdown. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
With time running out before a possible partial government shutdown next weekend, President Biden says he had a spending deal with Republican leaders, but now...
A small group of extreme Republicans don't want to live up to the deal. So now everyone in America could be forced to pay the price.
That possible price?
If the government shuts down, that means members of Congress, members of the U.S. military, are going to have to continue to work and not get paid. A government shutdown could impact everything from food safety to cancer research to Head Start programs for children.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Tropical storm Ophelia has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone, but continues to pose a threat of coastal flooding and flash floods in the mid-Atlantic region. These folks at the Jersey Shore braved the storm anyway.
I think it's crazy, but honestly, if you're wearing shorts, it's kind of fun to walk through the water.
I mean, I've seen it flooded like this a little bit, but it's pretty bad out.
Areas from Virginia to New Jersey are likely to receive several inches of rain by the time Ophelia is done with them. Striking workers and the studios may be nearing an agreement. KCBS's Lori Perez has the latest.
Hollywood insiders are cautiously optimistic the WGA's strike could finally be resolved this weekend. There are definitely signs of progress. The 4 days of talks, the studio heads being present on most of those days. It's the most active negotiation between the Writers Guild and the producers since the strike started nearly 5 months ago.
Even if writers do get back to work soon, production delays are expected. Actors represent the SAG-AFTRA union remain on strike. Thousands of migrants seeking asylum continue to cross the U.S. southern border, with the most significant numbers coming into Texas. Approximately 2,000 people a day are crossing into El Paso alone. Emergency Management Chief Jorge Rodriguez says many of them are already on buses to their next destination.
We work with the receiving cities to provide them a manifest. Every individual that boards one of those buses is going voluntarily.
On Saturday, buses left for New York City, Chicago, and Denver. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov addressed the UN General Assembly yesterday, where he spoke about Russia's war against Ukraine. CBS's Pamela Falk has details.
Lavrov blamed the continuing war on the support of Ukraine's defense by the U.S. and Europe, and denied that Russia forcibly abducted almost 20,000 Ukrainian children, saying that they were taken for their own protection when it occupied territory in Ukraine.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 67. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 56. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 72. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Just a dream. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Essential Last Crack. A double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media. That was Three Ghost Sensei before that. What is your Essential Last Crack? I want to know what your two favorite songs from Last Crack are. You can email me right now, music@civicmedia.us. If I play your double dip of Last Crack, I owe you a prize that will be determined later. Could be some stickers, a shirt. Maybe I'll meet you at a bar. We'll have a drink and discuss life. It'll be great. Essential Last Crack. I want to know what yours is right now. Music@civicmedia.us. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to the last hour of Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in the playlist, we have some Saint Tragedy. We'll do that new Bad and Zen. I have a fun double dip of Mickey's. We'll hear the new one from Mickey Sunshine and Mickey Magnum. Right now, these guys have a show coming up in Milwaukee at The Bar, November 4th with Lockjaw. It's brand new, The Heroes Lie, and their song. Trainwreck Symphony, get me high, but you dig real deep. A Trainwreck Symphony, whoa, you're turning out the heat. Running back in, but you can't catch me. A Trainwreck Symphony.
Turning out the heat. Running that game, but you can't catch me. A train. and with the rivers of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures fleeing as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raised by the deaths. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his old throne. A tiny bright light and a large shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mix against shield, sword against blade, rainbow by its deep. Mix against shield, sword against blade, grand is disgrace. Mix against shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mix against shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Ron came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. Strike his final blow, but wings under care.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rain keeps calming.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon. The Rock starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Overwhelming in my veins.
the urge to step out from the light. We just make these times like there's no wrong or right. So sit back, enjoy the ride, it'll be one. Cause I am holding on for my own tempted life. I can't resist the urge to step out from the light. We just make these turns like there's no wrong or right. So sit back, enjoy the ride, it'll be one. Please goodbye. One glorious goodbye. One glorious good.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That's Bad Year and Paranoid Failure. Brand new, A Bad Zen is pretty kick-ass. I hope you enjoy it. I do. Abstinence in Adolescence. Brand new, A Bad Zen on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Built up.
newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Classic Government Zero here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I can't believe that album is like 12 years old now or something like that. That's ridiculous. We don't even want to think about age anymore. Help Desk before that with Red Alert. We heard some Bad Year in there. Saint Tragedy with their Glorious Goodbye. This is my glorious goodbye to you. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back again next week and every week, 10 to midnight, the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin and from around the Midwest. We're going to leave you with some Brash Menagerie now. What's That Siren on Max Inc. Heavy? We are local music.
Down, anybody know? in the distance.
Flawless design, I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me wanna throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be your new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Heartless, I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
Was just someone I'm curious me. I think we could be something. So my heart to you sleep. I'm not losing sleep. So just someone I'm curious me. I think we could be something. So my heart I'm curious sleep.
Come out, go vote. Wear me like your favorite clothes. Say you love me. Everybody needs to know.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WFHR, Wisconsin Radio. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.